Yesterday was a pretty good day for Republicans loyal to Donald Trump. Five states held primaries Tuesday, and several candidates in South Carolina and Nevada who backed Trump's false claims about the 2020 election won. Let's go to both states. First, Gavin Jackson hosts the public affairs program This Week in South Carolina on SCETV. Hi, Gavin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. So two Republican House members earned the ire of Donald Trump. Congressman Tom Rice was one of 10 Republicans voting to impeach after January 6th. He said he voted his conscience, but Tom Rice lost his primary last night. Did that impeachment vote come back to haunt him?
Oh, yeah. That was definitely the only reason that he lost. That was something that was a culmination, a career-defining vote for him, 10 years up there in Congress, representing the 7th Congressional District in South Carolina. And it boiled down to one vote, and the man, he knew what he was doing when he took that vote, even though a lot of people thought he did that accidentally. But he said he'd do it again. He has been on message ever since January 13th saying that he would do it again. And mostly because he was just so disturbed by President Donald Trump's lack of leadership during that day on January 6th. And a lot of people really give him a hard time for that. But he said that he just couldn't stand for that and voted his conscience. And the backlash was swift and immediate back then. He was censured by the state party. Friends became foes, and he's been on the ropes since then. And, of course, he got knocked out last night, the first one.
In a separate race, Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace survived. She voted to certify the Biden election victory, though not to impeach President Trump. Why did she win, you think, even though Tom Rice did not?
Yeah, that was a different race, a different district. So Nancy Mace is down there in the Lowcountry. She represents the Charleston area, Beaufort, a lot of those areas, which is just further down the coast from Horry County and the PD, where you're seeing Tom Rice. And so different socioeconomic status there, different voters, different kinds of folks involved in those races. And again, Nancy Mace really did a lot of talking immediately after January 6th on cable news, slamming the Trump administration. But she did not vote to impeach him. And that's really a huge difference in this race. Now, she did face a challenger, Katie Arrington, who was backed by President Donald Trump. But the big deal there was that she lost that race in 2018 to a Democrat, Joe Cunningham, who just won the Democratic nomination for governor last night.
Yeah.
And Nancy Mace did not let folks forget that she lost in 2018.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Joe Cunningham, the Democratic former congressman. So he's up for governor after yesterday's primaries. It will be Cunningham against Henry McMaster, the Republican incumbent. How is this going to play out in the general election? What are we going to hear?
Yeah, you know, it's very difficult to run as a Democrat statewide in South Carolina. We haven't had a Democrat win as governor in 25 years plus. So it's going to be very difficult. It's an uphill battle, of course. But he had an interesting primary where he was branded as being Republican light, you know, that's running for this more moderate approach. But, you know, he's also a consensus builder, and he's working to try and project what he did down there in the 1st Congressional District and make it a statewide flip, where he flipped that district for that was Republican for more than 40 years, and he's hoping to do something similar in the entire state, which will be very difficult. You know, we are not Georgia. We are not North Carolina. We have a lot of new people in the state as well, so it's an uphill battle for him.
Okay. Gavin Jackson hosts a public affairs program This Week in South Carolina and SCETV. Gavin, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, Nevada also saw victories for candidates who supported the false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. KUNR reporter Bert Johnson is in Reno. And Bert, Adam Laxalt, the former Nevada attorney general who did embrace lies about election fraud, won the Republican Senate primary. He'll face the incumbent Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto. This race, you know, could decide the fate of the Senate this fall. So just how convincing was that win?
I mean, he did really well. He had the Trump nomination, of course, and he did really well in terms of fundraising on top of that. He cleared the primary with more than half of the Republican votes cast.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the race for governor. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo won the Republican primary with Trump's endorsement. He'll face another incumbent Democrat, Steve Sisolak. What kind of chance does Lombardo have in the general?
You know, polling in a hypothetical matchup between those two has shown an advantage for Sisolak, but Lombardo is sort of seen as a candidate who could bridge the gap in terms of bringing some folks who might be disaffected, who might be nonpartisan voters or might be, you know, Democrats who are upset about the way that the COVID-19 pandemic was handled here. That's really been a central message of his campaign. Lombardo's been leaning on a lot of those anxieties, and he's been blaming Sisolak for lost wages and economic stagnation.
Hmm. Well, you've done a lot of reporting on how many local candidates for state offices in Nevada are now backing those false claims of election fraud. Just tell us a little bit how extensive that is.
You know, it goes pretty deep. With my colleague Tabitha Mueller from the Nevada Independent, I looked into all of the state races and candidates from about a third of districts that were up for re-election this year support the big lie. And it goes beyond the state house, of course, but, you know, that was a really significant number. We were kind of surprised to see that many.
Well, you got Jim Marchant, who won the GOP primary for Secretary of State. He's a former Nevada state lawmaker, also a proponent of the lies about the 2020 election being stolen. He would be in charge of Nevada's future elections, do we understand, if he wins?
Yeah, most definitely. That's also really significant because the incumbent Secretary of State, Barbara Sagavsky, is actually a Republican herself. She's termed out. She can't run again. But she stood up to the Trump campaign and defended the integrity of the vote here in Nevada. So it's been a pretty big priority for Trump allies to get someone who will toe the party line into that office. And on top of that, of course, the state legislative candidates who are running on the big lie will also be in a position to pass policy that affects voting, too.
Yeah, fascinating. Okay, that completes our look at two states that had primaries yesterday, South Carolina and just now Nevada, with KUNR reporter Bert Johnson. We'll, of course, continue to follow all election news. Bert, thank you so much.
Thank you.